Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. President Ruto has announced new appointments and revocations within a trade agency. The National Assembly is now inviting public input on the government's proposal to sell a 15% stake in Safaricom, a move aiming to raise 244.5 billion shillings amidst concerns over valuation and transparency. Meanwhile, the National Land Commission has allocated 42 acres in Nairobi to Kenya Railways for infrastructure development. Energy CS Opio Wandayi criticized Kalonzo Musyoka and Eugene Wamalwa for their comments on the NADCO report. The IEBC reported 99% functionality of KIMS kits in recent by-elections as Ikolomani residents demand to continue small-scale gold mining following recent land disputes. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
no significant updates in politics today.
In business,
High Court orders government to pay Kwale Sugar investor 24 billion shillings over a failed land deal. Parliament seeks public views on selling a 15% Safaricom stake for infrastructure. NCBA and Heva Fund offer financing for the creative economy. Gen Africa acquires The Cube to boost pension returns.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the onlinekenyan.com.